This is John Batchelor. In conversation with the author, Haif Abdul-Ahad, his new book, Stranger in Your Own City, reporting from the Iraq War in the first two decades of this century, I learn the magic and secret and sinister nature of the ISIS group called the Jihadis in general. The mistake that the Sunni awakening, fighting back against the Shia sectarian aggression, the mistake the Sunni awakening made was that it believed that it could ally with the Sunni radicals called jihadis, called ISIS, and still control them. The ISIS was eager to make that deal and then immediately betray their allies, turning to capturing small cities and then the very large city of Mosul. Here's Haif Abdul-Ahad explaining how the Sunni jihadi fighters, whom we call ISIS today, still a poison throughout the region, work when they first appear as liberators.
It is another one of these moments in Iraqi history that you would stop and think, this is another crucial moment. Again, the Sunnis, or the Sunni leaders, I have to say, the Sunni leaders, tribal elders, bunch of mavericks who decide to go into another fasting deal, again with the jihadis, thinking we will use the jihadis to defeat Maliki, and then we will take over again. But of course, I mean, they tried this once, and they failed, and they tried it again. And of course, they will fail. So what started as genuine Sunni demonstrations soon was infiltrated by the jihadis, by other elements, and within the chaos. I mean, look, it's the same story everywhere. It's in Afghanistan, it's in Iraq, it's in Yemen. The jihadis are, they benefit from the chaos created by civil wars, by foreign invasion, by Western intervention. And in that chaos, the jihadis as a small disciplined force can find a space for themselves. They did the same thing in Iraq after 2012. They captured a couple of towns, but their biggest ultimate victory was capturing Mosul, Iraq's second biggest city. And that happened, again, because Maliki or the Iraqi army forces, security forces there were perceived as sectarian, as oppressive, oppressing the people. And ISIS portrayed itself at the beginning as, quote-unquote, liberators to the people of Mosul. The corruption within the Iraqi security forces led to their defeat, collapse. They withdrew from the city, leaving tons of equipment, Humvees and, you name it, in the hands of ISIS, which, again, led to unspeakable kind of atrocities.
I'm John Batchelor.